We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Chaf Gimel Amar Aleph, and we're beginning around 8 lines from the top of Chaf Gimel Amar Aleph. We're continuing with Machlekes, with Chizkiya and Rav Avol. If the Torah says that Issa to eat something, does it mean to Issa to have Ana also? Chizkiya holds only if it says Lo Ye Achel, does it mean Issa Ana, but if not, it means only Issa Achila. According to Rav Avol, any type of time it says Lo Ye Achel, or Lo Ye Achel, or any type of Achila means Issa Ana. So Gemara asks like this, very Truma, she says in the pasuk by a truma that only a kohen is allowed to eat truma. A not a kohen, a zar, is not allowed to eat kodesh. It says lo yoichal. So it's riyos v'hana. But tonight I'm learning to the Mishnah in Maseches Erevin. Ma'arvin l'nazir b'yayin v'shal b'truma. They can make a nazir could use wine for erev, even though he can drink it, and Yisrael could use truma for erev, even though he can't eat the truma. What's the pshat? They could do it. So Rashi here says something interesting. Rashi says the reason is because Nazir could be shayel on his Naziris, and Truma, he could be shayel, he could be mataneda on the Truma, which is shver, because the Gemara comes out that he can't be mataneda on Truma, because it's not the Chathila. The reason the Gemara comes out, if both of these are mutter to do, the reason is because this is Roy of someone else is good to do Erev. That's what Tosfos learns. The Maharsha already asked the Rashi. But in any case, it says over here, you can make an Erev with Truma. And if Truma is also Bahana, so how can a person make an Erev with Truma? I get a Taina, what's the Hana? It's mitzvah's lav lahed istinu, like the Gemara and Erev in his Bavoya in the third parak. So Taisa says, we go going according to the Mount Yama here, that you don't only make Erev the Erev for Dvar Mitzvah. It's like if Erev Truman has to be made for Dvar Mitzvah, Dafka or not. We're going according to the Mount Yama here, it doesn't have to be Dafka Dvar Mitzvah, and therefore it's a Hana. And the question is, if the lach is lo yoichal means issa ano, so how do I make an erev with truma? Erev truma means to make an erev, be able to walk 2,000 amos past the erev and past the city. How do I do that with truma? I it's also bahano. Amra papa shani hasan damakra chumaschem shalchem tehei. Then echanam it should have been also bahano because lo yoichal. But since the pasuk says chumaschem, which is extra, the schem the chem is extra, teaches us this belongs to you shalchem tehei, and no issa ano. Ve'idach, chumaschem dechol yisrael kama, and the Madiyama doesn't hold like Chizkiya, so he doesn't need what he needs chumaschem for. L'chayre, there's no tzad isahana. He just learns that means the chuma of gantz klal yisrael. The halach is that zar shouldn't eat it. That's all it means. And the pasuk actually is talking about a levi, like the shayim speak out. It says in the pasuk, v'nechshu lachem chumaschem kedogim na'agirin kolayim na'yakev. But in any case, we're saying Chumaschem means the Chuma of Klal Yisrael. The Chuma of Klal Yisrael is that's Lashon Rabbi. But upon him, the feet of Chizkiya is not a limud, but according to Rabbi Vol, since Lo Yechol Ben Yisrael, no, you need to pass Chumaschem tell you, Shalachem Tehei. None of them are asked no. So very nozer, Rechmon Oma, Mechassan, Vazog Lo Yechol, a person with a nozer should not drink any wine, anything in Shaykhus to wine, not a grape or the pit of a grape, shouldn't eat it. But now, ma'arvel nazi b'yayin. He's allowed to use the yayin even for nazi. He's allowed to use it for erev. You see, kav ano. Ayit says lo yechal. Amazut shani hasma makra nizroi shelo yehe. The pasuk says nizroi. It says koyim a nizroi mikol shiyas megefen the yam chazan zog lo yechal. Nizroi means shelo yehe. It should be yours. So that teaches us that it belongs to you. It's not issa ano. Rav Ashi Amar. Rav Ashi tries another pasuk. Pasuk says about the hair of a nazi. Kadosh yeh. Gadel Pera. So it says in the Pasuk, Kodesh Yeh Gadel Pera Sa'ar Roishoy. And we're making a diak, Geduloi Kodesh, Ve'ein Dova Acha Kodesh. Only here is Kodesh, but nothing else is Kodesh. That was of Asher's Drasha. And that teaches us that everything else is Mutta Bahano. Freyta Gemara, Midi Ve'ein Dova Acha Ksiv. Like, what's the diak exactly? Does it say that this is the only thing that's Kodesh, nothing else? Doesn't say that first in the Pasuk. The drasha is from the word nizroi. Nizroi means shaloi yehei. It should be your own. You own. It's ana on the yain. So we finish with truma and nazir. Truma was saying from chuvaschem, and nazir was saying from nizroi shaloi. Even though it says the lashon achila, there still it's mutter bahana. Break the gemara. Very chadash. The rachmana amar chadash is any tvua, any. Thing that grows from between, usually it's between Sukkot and Pesach, because that's when you can start harvesting it. You're not allowed to eat it until they bring the carbon oimer on the second day of Pesach. So it's called chadash. It's not that'll be eaten. The pasuk says they're not allowed to eat the bread and the kernels until the second day of Pesach. You're not allowed to eat it. So it should be also bahano. What we learned, the Tanan, koitzer l'shachas u'machel l'behema. And like Rashi and Tosfos both learned, there's two things in this Mishnah. First of all, koitzer l'shachas. Even though it's iser to cut tvuah or to cut wheat before the second day of Pesach, you're allowed to cut for shachas when it's grass. That's not called cutting. And number two, even after it's grown, u'machel l'behema, you're allowed to give chadosh to a behema. So what do you see? And you can't, you can now cut it. So Rashi says you cut it at the kituf, you cut it by hand. If you cut it by hand, let it feed an animal chadosh. So you see, chadosh is muta bahana. Like Tosfos said, I wouldn't be arrived from koitzer l'shachas, that's muta bahana, because shachas is not tvua yet, so it's not, no tzad chadosh. But even Michael Behem means going even on behema, even on a full-fledged tvua, I'm allowed to give it to a behema, that is a raya, that's muta bahana. So it's shver, it says loisoichlu, and it's also bahana. Again, it's Lashon Ktzirchem. It doesn't say Ktzircha, it says Ktzirchem. That teaches us Ktzirchem Shalachem Yehei. It should be belong to you. And that tells you it's Mutta Bahano. Even though we have Lashon Yisoichlu, if you have a vow, it'll still be Mutta Bahano. Ve'idach, what's Lashon Ktzirchem? There it says Ktzirchem Lashon Rabbim, because it's going on Gantz Klai Yisrael. Ve'idach Ktzirchem, the Chol Yisrael Mashma. Rishis Ksirchem means Klai Yisrael's first Ksira should be the Omer, and therefore it's a Lashon Ksirchem, Lashon Rav.
Why
did
we not ask the
Chiskiyah
in the first case?
Because I guess the Chumas Chem is extra. The Nizroi is not really so extra. It's a D. It says yours, but I guess there's nothing extra. I hear Taisa asked the Kasha. Taisa asked the Kasha. Taisa, the third Taisa asked the Kasha. I mean, he tests as a table. Third test is Nizra Shloi as the Kasha, but he has an up. He has a pshat. Maybe it means Al Nizra Megaleach. But look at that, Nizra is up. If it's one of the him. Yeah. So the Kasha tests as the Kasha. Okay. Look to Gemara. Right. So that's where we finished already with the three things. The stuff we learned today: Chuma, Nazir, and Chadosh. Yeah. Now we're going to Shrotzim. Certain type of small animals that crawl on the floor are also to eat. And it says in the Pasuk, Sheketsu lo yoyachel. The Pasuk there says, V'chol hasheretz ala aretz, Sheketsu lo yoyachel. So remember, this is, even Chizkiya will agree, here it's Issa Bahana, because it's lo yoyachel. So there's a kasha on both Chizkiya and on Rabbi Avoh. We learned, that means that someone putting out traps to capture different animals, so he's not allowed to put out traps to capture non-kosher animals and then sell them. Because you're not allowed to do schayra, you're not allowed to do business, you don't have a business selling treif animals, so you don't have a business for that. But if it nizdam nulahem, if your punk land up into your net, you're allowed to sell it to a goy. This is not like boss of chal. Boss of chal is issa hana. It says the entire list of ashik liyuchleiv by three times. That is issa hana on boss of chal. But it's another halacha that something that's not kosher, like a not kosher animal, you now do schayru with that. It's a less of a visser than issa hana. Just you now do schayru. And the opposite, it's mutabana come over here. Just you're not allowed to go after it and capture it. But if you do capture, you're allowed to sell it to a guy. And the question is, L'chayr, it says, lo yachel, it should be also bahana. Hey, let have bahana from this little rabbit that you caught and sell it for rabbit food. L'chayr, sell it to, for rabbit meat. I don't know how anyone likes that, but I guess so. You sell it to the guy, no problem. No problem, it's sahana. So L'chayr, what happened? It says, lo yachel, lo yachel, it should be also bahana. And we're answering, Shani Yosem Makra, Lachem, Shalachem Yehei. In the pasuk it says, Shrotzim don't mean, it says down minim tameim. Anything minim tameim. Minim tameim could be in the Chaya family, the Oifis family, and in the Dogon family. Anything that crawls on the floor is called sheretz. Not dafka, a bug. Anything that crawls on the floor is called sheretz. A little cat could be called a sheretz. Anything that crawls on the floor is called a sheretz. So it look, I don't know if a cat is called it because a cat's a little higher. Anything that looks like it's going on the floor is a, you know, I don't know the names of animals so good, but like a, it could be a porcupine, it's called a sarence. Because you don't see the ear under it. It's just like it slithers on the floor, that's called a sarence. So the Gemara, if you get it, it's davin lahem, you shouldn't be able to sell it. So Gemara answers, because it says, lechem shlechem, it's different pasuk. It's called sheretz ha'oif ha'oilach al arba, sheketz lechem. Any sheretz ha'oif that goes on at four is sheketz lechem. It says lechem. So lechem means that you shlechem yehe. It's mutter bahano. Break the Gemara, yachi, yafil lechatchila nami, so why can't I just capture it lechatchila then? What's the problem? It's lechem. It's mutter bahano. What's the problem? Shani yachadam akra, yiyu ba'aviyasim yehu. The lashon yiyu sounds like it should be be'isuroi. So that tells you lechatchila, you cannot go after it's issa to go capture, do schayr with it. If you get it, then you let us sell it. Belechiskiya, okay, it's good. That's a, this teretz is silent for chiskiya, silent for avol. We're saying that you need lechem to tell you that lo yachel or lo yachel doesn't mean issa bahana. So Gemara is a kasha lechiskiya lom lemuchta lo yachel or ma'isi lechem lemishra. You need lechem to make a mutter lo yachta v'bochmar lo yachel. Don't say lo yachel. Lo yachel lechem. You don't need lechem. And like Rashi explains, this question is only on Chizkiya, not on Rav Avohu. You can never ask a kasha Rav Avohu, why does it say lo yoichal, and then say ktsirchem or chumaschem, because you have to say lo yoichal, we else you know issa achila. But according to the difference, not shver. It says issa achila is misana, you need a rupas to tell you mutabana. But Chizkiya holds lo yoichal is something different. Why do you say something different here? Just say lo yoichal, and don't say lechem, everything be gevaldik. Why if you say lo yoichal, changing it, then have lechem, don't say anything? That's Gemara's question. So tomorrow, I'm lechiskiya, time with the dinam ha'acha. This is my makar, this place is my makar. We needed one place to say lo yoichal, and still, and say lechem, to teach us that without lechem, lo yoichal would have been asa bahana. This is the makar for chiskiya. The makar for chiskiya is that it's mashma, without lechem, it would have been asa bahana from lo yoichal. So therefore, you had to say lo yachel lechem to teach us this is his makar. Talk to more about Rav Chometz. Rachman Omar lo yachel chometz. It says in the pasuk by Chometz lo yachel chometz. V'tanya, we already know this by Chometz. That's the sugya started. That Chometz, the reason why it's also bahana is because there's lo yachel chometz. According to Chizkiya, that's a riot. It's also bahana. And according to Rav Ravo, it's from every lo yachel. And the question is on both of them from a tana. Basically, it says that chometz is mutter bahana all 7 days and for sure after Pesach. He holds that it's mutter bahana. So, how could they, Rav Avohu and Chizkiya, who are Amoraim, say that every time it's lo yoichal means, or lo yoichal, it means osa bahana? We have here a tana that says mutter bahana. And how could, what is he from this tana? Not like Chizkiya or Rav Avohu. Zok to Gemara, Shani Hosam, Dom Akra, V'lo Yira Lecha, Sa'ar. Shalacha Yehe. Says there, Rav Yisrael Darshan, the word Lecha. Lecha teaches it belongs to you, and there's no Issa Hana. And what does Rabbanon do with the Lecha? Rabbanon, we had Joshua 4, Shalacha Iyat Raya. The whole Issa of seeing Chametz, or having Chametz, is your own Chametz. About the Raya Shalachem, you let us see a non-Jew's Chametz, V'shal Gavaya, or Hektish's Chametz. V'idach, what does basically do? Has he have his drasha? Trei lecha k'sivi. It says in the pasuk twice lecha. It says lo yir v'lo yira lecha sa'ar b'cha. It says lo yira lecha sa'ar b'cha g'lecha. It says lo yira lecha chametz. The pasuk is like this: Matzis yachel as shivas hayamim v'lo yira lecha chametz v'lo yira lecha sa'ar b'cha g'lecha. Twice lecha. One lecha is teaches that belongs to you. It's not asa v'hana. The lecha teaches you that shlecha atarei v'atarei shalcher shagavaya. V'idach. Rabbanon say, no, I need both lechas. Why? Chav nachash kusha. So once by nachri that is under your control, the chav nachash kusha, it was not under your control. Need two lechas. Tell you still, you're not chayef it. V'idach, according to Rishagli, the tlas of lechak ksivis, it's three times lecha, because there's another lecha in Parashas Re'eh that says, v'lo yir lecha sar b'chol g'vulecha shivas yamim, g'vulecha shivas yamim. So it's three lechas. V'idach, and Rabbanon say, no, I need all three lechas because you need v'chad b'sar v'chad b'chametz v'tzrichi. One you need by sar and one by chametz because each one has a ma'ila. Sar has a ma'ila because it can make other things. It's chmutzik kasha, but chametz you say is mutter. And just the chametz, because Raya Lachila, but Sa'ar is not Raya Lachila. So you need chametz, you need both Sa'ar and chametz, the Issa La Yira Lacha, and you need another Lacha, Shlacha at the Raya, about the Raya Shalcherim. And you need one Lacha for that, and one for Kivshah Sitachas Yod, and not Kivshah Sitachas Yod. So at the end of the day, Rabbi Yisrael Glili will stim with Chizkiyah and Rabbo, and here by chametz, the reason why it's Mutar Hanah, because he has an extra Lacha telling you it's Mutar Bahanah.